All right, welcome back inside our proactive newsroom. And joining me now is Dr. Chris Saville. He is the CEO of Willow Bioscience. And Chris, it's good to see you. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Steve. It's good to see you.
Yeah, it's been a busy couple of weeks with some significant news out. We'll get to that in just a second, but maybe just a quick little intro to Willow Bioscience for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks. Yeah, so Willow Bioscience is we're a synthetic biology company that is focused on engineering microbes and developing enzymes for making ingredients from nature primarily. So we look at high value ingredients that are either difficult to extract from nature or not sustainably or difficult to synthesize, and we produce them using our developed bio-based processes.
Okay, so I mentioned you have a couple of news releases out. I want to go through them one at a time. First off is the most recent, and that's where you are working on a partnership in order to deal with age-related diseases. So obviously pretty prevalent, a lot of things going on in that sort of sector. So tell me a little bit about this.
Yeah, this is a fantastic program for, it fits the thesis of synthetic biology. These are natural products that a partner has identified that are extremely rare in nature, difficult to extract from nature, and extremely difficult to synthesize. And they've recognized the value in our platform, our future-grown technology platform, for building organisms that can produce these molecules that are difficult to get from nature, that have some very interesting age-related, for treatment of age-related diseases.
So, Chris, can you put those into a number of different products? Is that the way it works?
That's the plan. So it's a class of molecules that can be commercialized for different sectors. So some will go toward the nutritional supplement space, which is great because the time to commercialization is much shorter. So we can get to that commercial revenue quicker because the regulatory hurdles are less. And others will be commercialized for pharma applications, which we know can take a lot longer, but the value on the other side is much higher. And that's their intention, is to commercialize these molecules for those two opportunities.
Chris, one of the great things about Willow Bioscience is you have a technology that can be used in a number of different ways. We're talking just about age-related diseases there, but you also had news out last week talking about the beverage industry, which I think is fascinating as well. Take me through CalSec and the work you're going to be doing with them.
Yeah, this is great. CalSec, this is our second program with CalSec. They're a fantastic partner to work with in the food ingredient space. And so the second program here is actually development of an enzyme for production of an ingredient for beverages. The most exciting part about that is it's development-wise fairly quick programs, and we anticipate being to commercial scale and revenues in 2024. And this is, there's a great opportunity for our technology in the food and beverage space because it is a natural production process. And you get that clean label or natural ingredient label on the final product. CalSec's a wonderful partner in that they're able to navigate the food sector. So both from a regulatory and consumer perspective, which as a technology provider like us, that is not our area of expertise. Our area of expertise is developing these bio-based processes and relying on a partner like CalSec to be able to navigate all of those challenges and bring it to market quickly and effectively.
And is that basically the future of the company moving forward now, is to try and put together more of these type of partnerships?
Absolutely. So we maintain a portfolio of partnership programs as well as our own proprietary ingredients, but we do reserve that option to partner our proprietary ingredients effectively anytime during development. So in some cases, we have partners coming to us to access the technology. In other cases, we take it to a certain point and then we can go out and do our business development and take it to the appropriate partner for commercialization, but we do have that option and the capabilities to take a product all the way through to market ourselves as well.
Fascinating stuff. Chris, thanks so much. Good update. A couple of really interesting stories out, and we'll continue to follow those and we'll talk soon again, okay?
Fantastic. Thanks, Steve. I really appreciate the opportunity.
All right. There is Dr. Chris Saville. He is the CEO of Willow Biosciences.